CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka'a and Be First. The main points: traders of the Douala Central Market have been reminded to respect fire safety measures after about 30 shops were burnt down by a fire outbreak that occurred at midnight. More than 700 deaths have been reported in 10 days in Sudan's Darfur region, and the UN Special Advisor of the Secretary General on the Prevention of Genocide, Alice Wairimu Nderitu, says there is a risk of genocide in the area. And in sports, the Old University Games kicks off in earnest tomorrow in the North Regional Capital, Garoua, with two today reserved for fan clubs displaying on the streets of Garoua and a musical jamboree at the Esplanade of the Governor's Office. Now, the news bulletin.
Hello, I'm Winston Lebga. 30 shops have been consumed by a fire incident that occurred at about midnight at the Douala Central Market. The governor of the littoral region, Samuel Dieudonné-Eva Dubois, has been to that market where he had comforting words for those whose shops were burnt down. The intervention of the fire brigade prevented the fire from spreading further. The fourth edition of the Cameroon International Mining and Exhibition Convention ends today. The participants have agreed to exploit avenues that can lead to financial resources by exploiting solid minerals like gold. Cameroonians have been encouraged to use made-in-Cameroon products in their construction operations. The Housing and Urban Development Minister, Celestin Ketcha-Coates, talked the citizenry into opting for local materials during a workshop on urban planning and earthen architecture in Yaoundé today. The Yaoundé International Insurance Institute has been assigned to the task of tailoring its curriculum to suit the standards of the international insurance market. Finance Minister Louis-Paul Motazé prescribed the move, which has to be done by crafting a well-defined strategy while inaugurating the head office of the institute in Fandena, Yaoundé. The event is holding in parallel with its 50th anniversary celebrations. It was created in 1972, and the Yaoundé International Insurance Institute has trained more than 5,000 insurance workers from 14 French-speaking African countries. Abroad, reports from Sudan say the country's Darfur region is facing a growing risk of genocide. The United Nations Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide, Alice Wairimu, says civilians have been targeted based on their ethnicity in Sudan's besieged city of El Fasher, where the fighting has intensified in recent days. It is alleged that more than 700 people have died in 10 days. The Israeli Defense Forces have carried out a joint operation with the country's domestic intelligence agency, leading to the recovery of the bodies of three hostages from Gaza. The bodies were recovered from the northern town of Jabalia overnight. This comes a week after three other hostages' bodies were retrieved from Gaza. In sports, the north capital city of Garoua is reportedly vibrating to the spirit of the all-university games, with the different fan clubs treating onlookers to a musical jamboree. This before they converged on the governor's office. The display is a foretaste of how the fan clubs will be cheering their teams to victory in the games that begin tomorrow, May the 25th. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
About 30 shops have been reduced to ashes at the Douala Central Market following a fire incident which occurred around midnight this Friday. The governor of the littoral region, Samuel Dieudonné-Eva Dubois, visited the site this morning to make a first-hand appraisal of the situation. Scholar Maloke.
Upon arrival at the scene of the fire disaster this morning, what greeted the governor and close aides was a strong scent of burnt dresses, shoes and electrical metals on the walls, with electric wires hanging on both sides. The last flames were being doused by the population. Preliminary investigations suggest the fire started from a short circuit around midnight caused by a fan forgotten on by a trader in the central market. As a result of the fire, about 30 shops were brought down to ashes. Samuel Dudene Vahadiboa, governor of the Littoral Region.
We are very sorry for that incident, and we have resettled the populations of this area to take some measures. The first one was just to make the other shops to be kept by policemen so that people are not going to enter and steal the other businesses.
Authorities of the 201 Fire Brigade in Douala revealed that they had difficulties accessing the central market due to the anarchical occupation of the roadside by traders. Governor Samuel Dudene Vahadiboa has called for a serious investigation to be carried out to ascertain the real cost of the fire, as the financial cost of the damages is still to be determined. Skola Maloke, CLTV News, Douala.
A solidarity page has been opened by the senior divisional officer for the Diamare in the Far North Region to support the proprietor of the Center for the Training and Education of the Visually Impaired, recently ravaged by fire. The solidarity drive was launched during a meeting chaired by the senior divisional officer for the Diamare and local authorities, with instructions from the governor of the Far North Region to support Bello Gary himself, a visually impaired. Sylvester Tim King reports from Marwa.
The emergency meeting, chaired by the senior divisional officer for Diamare, sought to provide an emergency solution to the problem caused by the devastating fire. Jean-Marc Ekwambaraga, senior divisional officer for Diamare.
This meeting was to brainstorm on how to reconstruct this building and take measures to help these destitute children and the proprietor. We call on all and sundry to come to their aid. The office of the first assistant SDO of Diamare is open to receive.
Though the financial contributions and pledges are still far from responding to the immediate needs of the destitute children, the proprietor of the ravaged center, Bello Gary himself, visually impaired, says it is a ray of light.
With this move from the authorities, I feel some comfort because I've been crying since after the incident.
For now, the fate of the about 30 young trainees hangs on the balance, as they have lost everything to fire and expect assistance from goodwill persons in the country and beyond. Marwa, Sylvester Atemking, CRTV.
The fourth edition of the Cameroon International Mining and Exhibition Convention has wrapped up in Yaoundé today, with participants concluding that solid minerals like gold could be well exploited for financial resources. Guhari talked to some of the participants and compiled the following report for the news.
It was an ideal opportunity to exploit the mining potential of Cameroon in particular, and of the sub-region in general, by investors, banks and financial institutions, owners of major mining projects, academicians, researchers and consultants from around the world. Pearl Tip participant
is to consecrate the transition from the mining potential to the value, that means to the money. Before, we used to say, have this potential. From now, we have to say what amount of money this solid mineral has brought to the Cameroon economy.
The three-day forum, according to experts, expressed the government's firm determination to move towards the effective exploitation of its minerals to reinforce growth in the sub-region. Professor Theophine Doxa, expert.
In the mining industry, we have a short time period, which is 3 years, not 1 year as financial thing. After 3 years, we can do the evaluation because it needs a lot of preparation.
Discussions at the convention revolved around promoting and developing the potential of human and mineral resources, the incentive framework and the governance, plus the challenges and opportunities of local processing of the sub-region's mineral resources.
Ngo Henry reporting. The management of the International Insurance Institute have been urged to continue modernizing their academic programs through a well-defined strategic plan in order to meet the international standards of the insurance market. The call was made in Yaoundé today by the Minister of Finance, Leopold Mortaze, during the inauguration of the head office of the Institute, coupled with the celebration of its 50th anniversary. Details with summing up.
The objective of the newly constructed training campus of the International Insurance Institute is to increase the contribution of insurance services to the GDP of member countries through up-to-date training programs and infrastructure. Speaking during the inauguration of the ultra-modern campus, which covers a global surface area of over 15,000 square meters at the Mfandana neighborhood, the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motaze, said the new infrastructure, which meets international building standards, is an inclusive and appropriate learning environment that must be well maintained by the management and the students. The head office of the International Insurance Institute comprises five entities, including the administrative and the student blocks, for a cost of over 3.5 billion CFA francs. While thanking the Cameroon government for having worked to make this dream a reality, the board chair of the Institute, Issouf Traoré from Côte d'Ivoire, and its director general, Ondong Bolarinwa Kupaki, all highlighted the importance of quality human resources through well-developed academic programs that can contribute to improving the role of insurance services in the development of member countries, urged to constantly respect their financial commitments for the smooth functioning of the International Insurance Institute.
Some lingam. Cameroonians have been encouraged to use local material for the construction of houses. The information was given today in Yaoundé during the launch of a two-day workshop on urban planning and earthen architecture. The event was chaired by the Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kecha-Cortez, in the presence of the French Ambassador to Cameroon, Thierry Marchand. Let's now listen to Minister Celestine Kecha-Cortez reiterating the importance of the use of local materials for architectural construction in this excerpt selected for us by Leslie Manny.
Very important to address the construction, our habitat, urban development with local materials. That is what the head of state called us for since many years. Constructing housing with help will be less cost than constructing how we are doing today. This is the type of colloquium which can bring on the table all the expertise in order to give a sustainable solution to transform our cities, link with our identity, and to accelerate the economy of our country by using our local materials. So it's a wonderful idea that Mr. Pro and Architect Mizopo has chosen to support Minju to go to a sustainable solution to combat on the health construction in our country.
The Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kecha-Cortez, and we want to apologize for the sound quality of that excerpt.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. Over 50 youth drawn from different villages in Mayo Masala in the south region have received training on the artisanal production techniques of detergents and alcoholic disinfectants in order to be self-reliant. This was during a training workshop co-organized by the Mayo Masala Council and the National Committee for the Development of Technologies of the Ministry of Scientific Research and Innovation. Details with Clarence Asse.
The training session at the Mayo Masala Council Hall brought together young people from across the municipality. Trainers from the National Committee for the Development of Technologies first drilled participants with theoretical lessons on the different production techniques of detergents and other hydroalcoholic solutions before a practical session where the learners skillfully produced liquid detergents and disinfectants. Madame Linda Rose Atem is a researcher and trainer.
It's of utmost importance that the local community learns how to protect themselves against these diseases. We are here in Mayo Masala to teach them how to produce hand sanitizer, sanitizing solution, and how to produce liquid soap in order to clean their surfaces.
The participants were so elated to benefit from the workshop, which has equipped them with abilities to be self-reliant. Delphine Tumba, trainee.
Nowadays, jobs are scarce. With this training, I will be able to teach my children so they can fend for themselves.
Through the training, the Mayoma Sala Council intends to empower youth in the municipality to be entrepreneurial. Clarence Azzi, reporting for CRTV News.
Student police commissioners and other trainees currently on a professional internship in Ebolova South Region have sharpened their skills in administrative and public security matters. Through a practical operation exercise, they demonstrated their know-how before the senior divisional officer of Dimvila, Emil Ndangbe, Brunhilde Nasiri.
Their patrols are generally signaled by their siren. Accustomed to interventions, the operatives of the National Security, currently on probation at the South Region's public routes and traffic police in Ebolova, seek to enhance their performances and outputs. Unfolding under the supervision of the Regional Delegate for National Security, Hubert Nicolas Zombame, the four student commissioners and nine student officers, led by Senior Police Commissioner Emil Tangbe, Acting Commander of Public Routes and Traffic Police in the South, passed through the offices of the divisional officers of Ebolova 1 and 2.
We try to introduce the cadet superintendent and the student officer in a collaboration with the administrative authorities. And we'll need to provide them in the methods and techniques to control traffic roads and public jam.
The meeting with the senior divisional officer of the Mvila, Richard Marcel Tamlikeng, enabled the policemen and women to further build skills. Brunhilde Nasiri, CRTV News, Ebolova.
Access to good toilet facilities and portable water have been identified as major impediments to effective studying by young girls in some schools in the Northwest during their menstrual period. To promote a safe learning environment for young girls in Bamenda, a non-governmental organization is advocating that school administrators and other stakeholders adopt policies to ease access to menstrual kits in schools at affordable rates. Karen Tosa.
Findings from a research conducted by UN Women reveal that many girls miss out on at least 4 days of school in a month as a result of inconveniences that come with their periods. But the founder of the Center for Advocacy in Gender Equality and Action for Development, Wa Clotilda Andiensa, states that implementing friendly policies can guarantee regular school attendance for girls during their monthly flow.
Each school should at least provide water so that girls can be able to change and wash their hands. Provide toilets that are menstrual hygiene management friendly.
A student from GTHS Quen, Melody Ngek, explains that the provision of safe toilet spaces has encouraged school attendance among her peers during menstruation.
With the use of the toilet, you can clean yourself up. He has also helped us give us some painkillers like paracetamol, efferegan, to be able to take in order to relieve the pains and the cramps.
Students from about 10 schools in the region have also been trained on how to make reusable sanitary napkins that can be used during their menses. Karin Tosam, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Onto religion, tomorrow will mark the 30th anniversary of the Baturi Diocese in the Kade Division of the East Region. The climax of the celebration, which has already started, will be a pontifical mass celebrated by the Bishop of Baturi, His Lordship Marie Marcelin Ndapnyem. The highly awaited ceremony will be an opportunity for Christians to revisit the humble beginnings of the church in Baturi and also plan for the future. Tala Elti.
For 30 years and counting, the Diocese of Baturi has been at the center of evangelization and humanitarian actions in the Kade Division. Reverend Father Pierre Desire Esama is Director of Pastoral Activities in the Diocese of Baturi. Our mission is to oversee the spiritual growth of Christians, their physical and moral well-being, as well as the integral development of man. To celebrate 30 years dedicated to pushing the Word of God to the extremes of the division, the diocese is making preparations to give this celebration the grandeur it deserves. The Bishop of Baturi, His Lordship Marie Marceline Dabnyem says the theme of celebration is Together, Let Us Build Our Church. Every one of us is a living testimony of God's work in the Diocese of Baturi. It's a joint effort, communion, participation, and mission. The Pontifical Mass to crown this celebration will be at the Cathedral of Baturi on Saturday, the 25th of May. Tala LT, CRTV News, Baturi.
Onto sports, barely hours to the kickoff of the 2024 Varsity Games in Garowa, all 22 delegations from different institutions of higher learning are fine-tuning their strategies to keep the population of Garowa alive culturally during the event. Our reporter Mercy Ashunyabeyo, in the following report, admits that the different fan clubs have paraded Garowa this Friday morning before converging on the Esplanade of the North Regional Governor's Office for a rich musical jamboree. Her report.
These are the sounds emanating from the Esplanade of the North Regional Governor's Office this chilly Friday morning, an administrative block completely transformed into a giant cultural melting pot by all 22 delegations of students participating in the Varsity Games in Garowa. On site to savour the rich cultural diversity of Cameroon is a cream of the population and officials of the University Games FENASU, Director of the University of Garowa, Professor Bubakari Umaru, the North Regional Governor Jean Abate Edi, who have their eyes and ears on the banners and songs of the different fan clubs. Leopold Tala is a fan club expert.
We are in the North region to announce to the population of Garowa that there is an extraordinary event in town. We were up as early as 6 a.m. with the carnival.
On display are works of art and music which showcase the originality and peculiarities of all the 10 regions, thus passing across a message of communion and strong ties that exist between culture and sports. Mercy Ashunyabeye, CRTV News, Garowa.
And administrative officials of the University of Garowa and the different organizing committees are putting in place necessary measures to ensure the successful start of the games in Garowa, with additional sports disciplines like cycling, race, gymnastics and cultural caravans. The National Federation of University Sports and all stakeholders are ensuring a smooth mobilization on the eve of the games. Tanjong Levis Dagmo.
The 24th edition of the All Varsity Games in Garowa has some innovations. Additional sports disciplines like cycling, race, and gymnastics have been added to the disciplines. Officials of the organizing committees, as well as the National Federation of University Sports, have been mobilizing. Cultural parades and caravans are also envisaged here. Amadu is head of service for cultural activities in the University of Garowa.
University Games is not only sport, but there is a cultural part is very important. Today we have seen what we call Carnaval, the cultural tour which has been organized in the aim to sensitize population, to tell them that something very important which is happening here in Garowa.
As the athletes are already getting set for D-Day, those involved in the organization are also ensuring a smooth start of the games.
Tomorrow we will have the second part, which will happen around the campus of Juma. Then we will have the animation within and around the areas where athletes will compete.
Different lodging and sporting sites are equally set to host the various athletes, and authorities affirmed their commitments throughout the university games. Tanjong Levis Agbo, CRTV, Garowa.
Before we end CRTV's afternoon edition, once again, the main points. Traders of the Douala Central Market have been reminded to respect fire safety measures after about 30 shops were burnt down by a fire outbreak that occurred at midnight. More than 700 deaths have been reported in 10 days in Sudan's Darfur region, and the UN Special Advisor of the Secretary General on the Prevention of Genocide, Alice Wairimu Nderitu, says there is a risk of genocide in the area. And the All Varsity Games kicks off in earnest tomorrow in the North Regional Capital Garowa, with today reserved for fan clubs displaying on the streets of Garowa and a musical jamboree at the Esplanade of the Governor's Office. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a Ambe. Here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Daniel Sopo.
Bon après-midi à tous. Une trentaine de boutiques consumées au marché central de Douala. L'incendie s'est déclaré hier soir aux environs de minuit. Les éléments du 20e groupement de sapeurs-pompiers de Douala ont pu maîtriser les flammes. Le gouverneur de la région du littoral, Samuel Dieudonné Ivara Diboua, a effectué une descente sur les lieux du sinistre afin de s'enquérir de la situation. Un colloque sur l'urbanisme et l'architecture en terre s'est ouvert ce matin au Musée national à Yaoundé, présidé par le ministre de l'Habitat et du Développement urbain, Céline Sinketia-Cotez. Ces assises de deux jours visent à inciter les populations à renouer avec la construction des maisons en terre. Trentaine du diocèse de Batory. L'événement se célèbre ce samedi 25 mai. Ce sera au cours d'une messe pontificale qui sera dite par Mgr Marcelin-Marie Ndongniembe, évêque de Batory. Un événement qu'attendent tous les fidèles et qui permettra de revisiter l'histoire de ce diocèse et de fixer le cap pour un nouveau départ. Jeux universitaires, nous sommes en sport 2024, plus de quelques heures et le coup d'envoi sera donné demain à Garoua dans le Nord. La 24e édition annonce les couleurs d'un événement de haute facture. Toutes les délégations peaufinent les stratégies tant sur le plan culturel que sportif. Ce vendredi, la frénésie s'est emparée de Garoua. Les Franc Clubs ont paradé dans toute la ville avant de rallier les services du gouverneur du Nord. Des innovations sont prévues dans cette 24e édition des Jeux universitaires de Garoua. La course hippique et la gymnastique font leur entrée parmi les disciplines habituelles. Les responsables ont également mis un accent sur le volet culturel. Mesdames, Messieurs, alors qu'il est 15h passées de 29 minutes, c'est la fin du TPM. Merci de l'avoir écouté. Restez à l'écoute des programmes de la CRTV qui se poursuivent.